Hello and welcome to MedPod, the official CPD podcast for Maiden Early Trust staff by Maiden Early Trust staff. In each episode, we are joined by a member of Trust staff to share their area of expertise, interest or research in the hope that it will inspire our listeners to try out something new in their own practice.
Hello, my name is Sarah Ellis. I'm the Director of Curriculum and Continuous Improvement for Maiden Early Trust. I've been in position for 18 months and we are really lucky to welcome Luke Baker from Cranbury College. Luke, if you'd like to say a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, hi, thanks, Sarah. So my name's Luke. I am the Special Educational Needs and Vulnerable Groups Manager at Cranbury College. My role encompasses overseeing all of our provision for students with education, health and care plans, students that are pupil premium, as well as children that are looked after. I've been in the role for 4 years, but I've actually worked at Cranbury for 7.
Thank you very much, Luke. So today we're going to be asking Luke some questions about how he has supported students with EHCP in Cranbury College, particularly ones who are missing education. Luke, why do you think this is such an important topic to be covering at Cranbury?
I think it's really important because all children at Cranbury College have missed education at some point in their life, in their experience of school. And that can be for a number of reasons. That can be because of medical need. So at Cranbury College, we run the hospital teaching service and we have a medical provision for students that are unwell with a medical illness, but also anxiety and too anxious to go to school. And obviously a lot of our students have been permanently excluded from school or have a history of school exclusion, meaning that they have a large number of gaps in their educational history, which makes them accessing school and education even more challenging.
So how do you identify these students? They are going to be coming from far and wide across Reading area. How do you get hold of them at Cranbury?
So Cranbury College takes students for a number of different reasons, and we have a number of different provisions. So I'll just summarise that with you quickly first. So we're an alternative curriculum academy school, which encompasses a medical provision and a hospital teaching service, but also pupil referral units for permanently excluded children. And we have a primary, Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4 pupil referral unit. We also have a post 16 centre, and we also have a post 16 at Cranbury for students that are vulnerable and may not be able to access the college environment, but also those that, because of time missed in education, may not have achieved their grades at GCSE that they would have normally got. We also have short-term provisions such as respite, and provide outreach to all the other mainstream schools in the area. And then we have the provision that I manage, which is our complex package provision. And this is for students with education, health and care plans, and that are looked after by the local authority that can't access a school for whatever reason, whether this be because they've been excluded from school or whether this is because they've been excluded from a special school, or because their needs can't be met in any school in the local area, and schools are really struggling to take them and engage them in a programme or in education. So we have that kind of thing, but also children that are looked after that have moved into the area who have experienced potentially significant trauma, and they are unable to access a school because of the trauma that they have received.
So you're talking about some of our most vulnerable students, pupils from early years all the way up to year 13, and these are the students, the pupils who have experienced a wide range of different traumas and also had a wide range of different educational experiences up to this point. You're going to be dealing with some incredibly challenging, incredibly interesting, but really vulnerable young people coming through the Cranbury doors. So what sort of things do you actually offer? What's the academic curriculum provision for the students that and pupils that come through your doors?
So if we're talking about the pupil referral units, they follow the national curriculum. We do our best to provide them with the same education that they would get in a mainstream school, with the hope that they get the same outcomes that they would if they were in a mainstream school. But obviously, because of the nature of the provision and the reason the students have come to us, these students quite clearly in the past have not been able to cope with this. So quite often we need to tailor provision to meet the needs of the students. And we run a range of courses, from entry level courses, level one courses, all the way up to GCSE and A level, in line with the students' needs, wants and aspirations. Also making use of a number of off-site provisions, such as gyms, football, motor mechanics, construction, work experience, to help students to support them with what they want to do in later life, and support them with vocational activities to help them engage in education. With my provision, for the students that are a little bit more complex, they really, really do struggle to access any learning or education. So we put together completely bespoke, individualised curriculums for all of these students that are accessing the complex package provision with Education Health and Care Plans, those looked after. And they're completely based on their likes, their wants and their aspirations. And, you know, for some people, they would be classed as less formal and be offered less more formal learning opportunities. But what they do is they learn through their experiences, and we find that they engage further in education because they're doing things that they enjoy. And because they are happier in school and feel that they belong to something and feel that there is a purpose, when we ask them to do additional maths and English, science, IT, they're more inclined to engage in that because they are more settled in school and feel more ready to learn and on a pathway to the future.
So you really are trying to minimise the school traumas that they have experienced in maybe in other settings, and then trying to kind of reintegrate them into a more formal learning experience, but through much more personalised education experiences that maybe mainstream schools just haven't got the time or the resource to be able to manage.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're completely student led. They are, you know, for the those that are really complex with real complex needs, with, you know, special educational needs, they are, you know, they've got a really challenging history and they may be only able to cope with 1 or 2 hours of education per week. But through being led by them and working with them and tailoring in the provision to what they like and what they want to do, and reviewing it hourly, weekly, daily, monthly, to slowly build it up in time, we see some significant success.
Absolutely. And what sort of personal development side of things? So you've talked about the kind of education, the curriculum provision that you offer. What sort of personal development provision do you offer for these students with EHCPs?
So a lot is the answer. You know, every child has a key adult and a key worker who they build up a relationship with, not only the child, but also family. We provide a lot of family support for these students and work really closely with the parents and carers to make sure we're all on board for the same outcome for the young person. And we find that having everybody on board, you know, develops the child and supports the child in wanting to learn. But also we make use of our off-site providers, so Reading Football Club being one of those for students that are interested in sport, and Raw Gym for students that are interested in getting fit. But again, all of this is through mentoring. It's not just about the activity that they're doing. It's about learning how to build relationships with adults, learning how to build relationships with other peers. You know, we've got a lot of students that have only ever, you know, accessed one-to-one learning. You know, I've just taken on a student who had only been learning at home for the last 6 months because the school felt that they couldn't meet her needs within their environment. You know, quite often there is a long way to come, and just by adding one other student into that lesson, or just by building a relationship with two adults, that child has made some progress over a period of time, which they probably wouldn't have made if they were still in their previous setting.
So it's really a lot of the kind of building their confidence and self-esteem and their resilience to learning and life in some ways that you're doing by building these really bespoke curriculum packages for these students who potentially could go unnoticed within the area. How do you know that it's working, Luke? Obviously you're very passionate about this program. How do you know it's successful?
They have a great success rate, actually. And, you know, I appreciate that we have the luxury of being able to offer something that, you know, a lot of places can't, but they do have a really, really high success rate. I was looking at some data just the other week. You know, we've got one young person who was accessing a special school whose attendance was 3% when he came to us. And his day at school, we used to involve him turning up to school, running in and out of the road, becoming quite distressed, you know, becoming quite aggressive. And he's been with us for, I reckon, 18 months, 2 years now. And I had his annual review last week, and he's told me he is planning to study psychology at university. And his attendance is at 95%. He's accessing a 22-hour timetable. So, you know, that's just one example of it working. We had another young person who was a looked after child who was actually already living in the area, who was at a mainstream school, came to us, attendance was 0%. But by adding up a work-based program, he was really clear he wanted to work in construction and roofing and wanted to develop his career potential. His attendance went up to 100% within weeks. So particularly we see improvements around attendance. Behaviour incidences is another. You know, a large number of the students come to us have been excluded or have had a significant number of behaviour incidences in the school. You know, I can only think of a small handful of occasions where students on these packages are now exhibiting those types of behaviour because they feel that they belong and they have the space to be able to talk about their feelings, talk about what they like, and feel that they're being listened to. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of ways we monitor that. There's also academic progress. You know, you have a lot of students that come to us and you see their reports and what are they achieving? You know, not capable of gaining a qualification, not done enough work to gain a qualification. And I would say now, you know, I have 19 year 11s with education, health and care plans. I would say I think 14 of them are on the complex package provision. And all 14 of those are on track to leave us with 5 qualifications, whereas before they came to us, majority of them were not on that track. And when we're talking about qualifications, you know, we're not just talking about GCSEs, we're talking about BTECs, entry level, AQA Unit Awards. So there are a large number of qualifications available, which means that they're able to build up a portfolio. The young man who I spoke about earlier, who is wants to go to university, you know, he's done 14 AQA Unit Awards at Path Hill Outdoors to go alongside his 5 other qualifications he's going to get to us from school. So, you know, it helps these young people, all these additional qualifications, to stand out from the rest because, you know, yes, they may not have 11 GCSEs in, you know, history, geography, but actually they've got skills that they can talk about and interests that they can talk about when they're going forward to get a career.
And it's so important for these students who have felt like failures, I suppose, in many ways because they have potentially been excluded or actually been excluded from their schools or the mainstream environment is clearly not the right place for them, and they will have felt very demotivated and very demoralized for a number of years, and to come into a provision where actually they can feel some form of success in whatever shape or form is really important to build that self-confidence and self-esteem back up again. You're almost rebuilding that young person from scratch, aren't you?
It's that sense of belonging that's definitely key. You know, I think a lot of the parents and a lot of the young people and carers, you know, they feel that, You know, they're part of the wider school community now. They're not isolated. You know, they're able to access activities. You know, thinking of another child who came to us from another special school. You know, the mum says, God, every time I hear from you, it's positive. I used to get calls all the time with the negatives. So, you know, we also try and breed that positive culture and you know, not just making negative phone calls, not just, you know, ensuring parents are aware of things that have gone wrong, but actually celebrating that success and rewarding that success. Because what we find is then the students want to be successful and want to do more. And because their parents are happier with them at home, you know, they're maybe not open to social services anymore because things are then going better at home. It just completely improves those life outcomes for the young people.
It's such valuable work that you are doing in rebuilding these young people's lives and rebuilding that trust that they have to have in adults, which they may have broken down over previous experiences of mainstream school. And actually, it's the only way that we're going to break the cycle of deprivation and poverty within certain areas is by allowing these students to have access to the best education that they can, and to kind of escape that kind of cycle, if you like.
And if they can, access something that is mainstream still, then we'll make sure that they can access it. You know, we offer things like the 14 to 16 programs at Reading and Bracknell and Wokingham and BCA, which is a mainstream environment. And if there are, you know, scenarios where they can access that, you know, we give them every opportunity to access that. I actually have a child at the moment with an education health and care plan who is attending a mainstream school permanently at the moment, who has only ever been in a special school since primary school. So Kate was at an SEMH primary school and an SEMH secondary. The placement finished at the SEMH secondary due to challenges around behaviour, and has come to us, had some off-site provision, some one-to-one teaching and some mentoring, key working time, and told us, I really want to give mainstream a go. No one's ever given me that chance. So, you know, he's in year 11 and he's currently accessing, a local mainstream school. So, you know, some people might think, you know, oh, it's lovely that a lot of these young people get all these activities, but what about their mainstream learning and what about gaining more qualifications if they're capable? Well, you know, if that's on offer and that's what they ask for as part of the bespokeness of the provision, that's what we will try and provide.
Fantastic. It sounds like you're doing the local community, Luke, a fantastic service, and with those students are incredibly lucky to have somebody who is able to go that extra mile trying to find out exactly what that will help them and support them in their reintegration back into mainstream education where it's appropriate, and also furthering their careers in the future. So thank you ever so much for your time this afternoon, and I really wish you every success with getting those students back into mainstream education where it is appropriate, and long may the improvement in statistics, if you like, with attendance and behaviour incidents be helping these students access the careers in their futures. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I hope that you will join Chloe in the next episode of MetPod.